This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. When heavy rains wash through farm country, chemicals from agricultural fields spill into small tributaries and eventually make their way to the Gulf of Mexico. That's created an environmental disaster. For Harvest Public Media's special series, Watching Our Water, Christopher Husted reports on new research into combating the problem.
Researchers call it the dead zone, since many fish, shrimp, and crabs can't live near the mouth of the Mississippi River in the northern Gulf of Mexico. On a map, it's roughly the size of Connecticut and Rhode Island combined, more than 6,000 square miles, according to recent projections. Matt Rhoda is with the environmental group Gulf Restoration Network.
This dead zone forms because nitrogen phosphorus pollution flowing from agricultural fields, because we use it as fertilizer, flowing from sewage treatment plants, from concentrated feeding animal feeding operations, from industrial sources, flows down the Mississippi River.
As river water from Montana to Pennsylvania drains into the Gulf, massive amounts of nitrogen and phosphorus create blooms of algae. When the algae dies and drifts to the bottom, it sucks the oxygen out of the water, making the area inhospitable to seafood. It's called hypoxia. Federal officials planned to reduce the dead zone to about a third of its current estimated size by 2015. But in the face of a growing problem, they recently kicked that can down the road another 20 years.
If you could target just a few of these major producers and get them to do the right thing and have the people that are renting their land do the right thing, that's where you could be making some more difference.
Upstream farmers can't just stop using fertilizer and pesticides altogether without massive changes in our food system. So what can they do? Researchers are looking at two strategies they're testing in the Midwest to help mitigate the dead zone in the Gulf. The first, adding what's called a riparian buffer, planting vegetation along streams. Ranjith Uduwada, a professor at the University of Missouri, is trying to get farmers to add four kinds of plants to separate a cornfield from a water source.
Next to the stream, we'll have a fast-growing tree species that can tolerate water.
Like cottonwood.
Then next to that is a slow-growing, high-value trees.
Maybe black walnut.
Then shrubs and grasses.
Research shows these buffer zones filter the nitrogen or phosphorus runoff before it gets to the river. Ultimately, Uduwada says no farmer wants to contribute to pollution.
They know the benefits. Everybody knows benefits of buffers, water quality, soil quality, wildlife, everything.
He's studying whether it's economically feasible for farmers to add the extra lines of vegetation by selling the trees for lumber or the grass for biofuel. The second strategy to shrink the dead zone lies in restoring the river floodplains.
It's going to be a little bit loud.
On a hot September afternoon near Rocheport, Missouri, Rob Jacobson, a hydrologist with U.S. Geological Survey, guides a speedboat along the Missouri River. He says some of the most productive agricultural areas are located along big rivers and floodplains. Farmers raise crops there, add inputs, then a flood comes along.
And so if there was, you know, anhydrous ammonia that had been applied to that field, if there was atrazine that had been applied to the field, or glyphosate, it'd have a pretty direct route into the river.
Jacobson says that's where reestablishing wetlands in the floodplains can help.
So there's a hope that some of that flooding of these floodplain wetlands would reduce nitrogen loads.
Where's that at now?
Yeah, this floodplain right here.
Jacobson points out the lush Overton Bottoms Conservation Area. Parts of it used to be farmland, but conservation officials have been moving the levees back and returning it to its original form as a floodplain wetland. The native plants here, like the riparian buffer, can act as a filter for chemicals flushing down the river. But while Jacobson says these wetlands help denitrify the water, it's, well, only a drop in the bucket.
What we see here at Overton and these conservation lands would have to be replicated through most of the river valley to really have an effect on the amount of nitrogen that's in the system right now.
Until then, Jacobson says he hopes more federal programs and conservation efforts can incentivize farmers and landowners upstream on the river to protect the water downstream in the Gulf. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.